Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. What I want to talk to you in this particular video is about the energy of healing and how we hold ourselves bound in the process of not only trying to heal our physical body, but also raising consciousness and allowing ourselves to grow in a way that supports all of our reality, all of the time. And so I wanted to show you this particular image and walk you through and try to get you to understand or think about the way that you are potentially blocking yourself from the growth or the healing that is being held for you, because healing, consciousness, growth is there for us all. It is not held for the lucky or the few, or someone who's taller or prettier than you or shorter than you or slimmer than you. There's an abundance of growth and healing, gentleness, compassion, and everything that encompasses that is being held for you. So in this image, and some of you may have seen this before, this is pretty much up the top is what I would like to call source or God or the universe or the quantum field. So if you can think about source being in this space, obviously it's not encapsulated in this sort of shape, but this is just for descriptive purposes. So imagine that the energy that is being held for you is up here. Yeah, it's all around you, it's within you, it's behind you, it's above you, it's below you, it's everywhere. It's everything that vibrates and everything that moves and shifts and changes. So this undulating line here is literally a representation of the layers of self. And I always talk about in peak about the layers of self. And the layers of self are not the energetic layers of the aura or other energy fields that people talk about or people work with. In peak, the layers of self are very, very different. And so I want to talk about the layers of self within peak and how when they're calm and undulating, things shift for you so much more quickly than when they're frantic. And that's what I want to talk about. So when you are calm and life is going well and you're not full of anxiety and you're not full of pain and you're not full of fear, then normally your layers will be undulating. They'll be nice and calm. They're never static, right? There's always that flow of energy that is happening at all times. And even if you may have a very mild state of anxiety, maybe there's always something slightly going off, your layers may still be undulating, right? They may not be completely calm, but they may still be undulating in the way that this image is showing you. And so basically, when we want to heal or we want to grow in consciousness, we want to raise our consciousness and we want to move forward on our spiritual journey, we will be in two different situations. One will be when our layers are calm, and two is when our layers are going to be frantic. And so in this image, when we are calm and our nervous system is regulated and we are able to accept life, we're not forcing life, we're not pushing life, we're allowing ourselves to be present in every moment, we are more likely to accept the flow of source, quantum field, whatever you choose to call it, so that as the energy flows through us or wants to flow through us or it wants to flow through our layers of self, in order to create change, in order for it to create healing, because our layers are gentle and undulating, there only needs to be a little bit of energy that then creates change within us and creates healing within ourselves as well. So what I mean by that is when you're calm, you'll notice that you're more aware, you're more present, and you know that you're aware of a slight shift around you. You're not having to work as hard to create change in your life because your layers are calmer, your body is calmer, your mind is calmer. So in that moment, as you want to create change, if you can do it from a place of calmness or a calm acceptance, or you regulate your nervous systems before you do your work or your healing work or whatever you choose to do in that moment, less energy of source, quantum field, whatever, is needed to break through for healing. And this is where incredible change happens very, very quickly when we're not fighting it, when we're not doubting ourselves, when we're not pushing ourselves, but we're in this moment of calm acceptance. We have released the expectation of the moment. We've released the expectation of an outcome. We've released the expectation of wanting more, of striving, of needing to achieve, because ultimately, what are we trying to achieve? Do we even know the path that we're trying to look for, that we're trying to control? When we remove ourselves from that, then this is what happens. We only need a small amount of energy to create change within ourselves. And the less expectation that we have of an outcome, the less energy is needed to be able to create change. So what happens if we're then constantly in overwhelm, if we're constantly in a hyper state, if we're constantly pushing, if we're doing practices that you're forcing things upon yourself, you're pushing your body into a hyperdrive state in order to try to break through for healing, what happens? Well, from this image, it shows you. So when we're in fear, when we're in overwhelm, when we're denying self, when we're pushing the boundaries to try to push for an outcome or force healing upon ourselves, then our layers are like this fractured. And you can see it here. They're not undulating. They're not calm. They're in a very heightened state. It's like waves. They're churning waves. And this is literally the representation of what is happening within our layers of self. Our layers of self will respond not only to the environment that we're in, but it will create your thoughts. The layers project an energy, a charge to the mind with thoughts. Thoughts are then created, which then create your reality within your body and with your mind. And so as your reality changes, as your body starts firing up and becomes overwhelmed, it's like this feedback. And so then the layers become more disordered. They become more fractured. There is more overwhelm that then occurs because then that flows out into the mind. It flows out to the nervous system. It flows out to the body and then flows out to reality. So if we're doing things where we're striving and we're pushing and we're constantly pushing because we're so determined to have healing, or we're so determined or so fixated on something, we are needing to use so much more energy. Yeah, and I'm talking about the energy of source, God, universe. We're needing so much more energy in order to be able to break through the healing. And I'm not just talking about healing for the physical vessel, but I'm also talking about healing for your growth, your spiritual growth. So if you're constantly wanting the change, if you're constantly going from one thing to the next, and you're constantly in that state of wanting more, I need to push this, I need to push that in order to create the change because I constantly want growth. It's all about growth. It's not. It's about bringing yourself into a state of calmness, or as we do in peak, we've worked through the layers to create a shift energetically with the life moments that rise up through the layers, because it's all about the life moments in the layers. As they rise up to the surface of the layers, this then affects the resonance and the frequency and the vibration of the layers. So when we have a lot of life moments, and they're not memories, right? Life moments are not memories. One life moment incorporates so many different elements of one moment. And so as these life moments come up in the layers, you then start getting this image. You then get these layers that are so heightened, they're so amplified. And the only way that that energy can flow is out into your physical vessel, into your mind, into your reality, and it becomes all too much. From there, we start getting pain. From there, we start getting anxiety. And so we're wondering why life doesn't change when literally all the time our layers could be like this, because that also shows that there's so many life moments in the layers and that we're full of anxiety and we're full of pain. So if we can go into the layers, and again, that's what we do in PIG, is we show you how to identify these layers, but we show you how to work within the layers to be able to create the change within yourself. And I'll just go backwards. Hold on. To create the layers so they're like this. When you're in a state of presence, not necessarily being present, that's very, very different. But when we're in a state of presence and our layers are empty, your layers will automatically be undulating. And that's where the mind becomes totally blank. That's where the body starts shifting and healing very naturally by itself. And this is where your state of consciousness raises so, so very quickly and very easily, because you have this undulating space, and that it doesn't take a lot of energy, it doesn't take a lot of force to be able to create healing for yourself or for others, if you're working on others. And so I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that if you're constantly pushing, if you're constantly in overwhelm, then if you don't do PIG, then it's really important for the first thing is before you do anything is to stop the expectations. Stop trying to push the growth all the time. Try to calm the nervous system first and foremost before you do any work. Try to become or go into that state of presence, right? It's not being present. Present is very different. Your layers can still be in this heightened state when you're in present or when you are present. It's very different when you're in presence, because then source is just constantly flowing and your layers are undulating like they are in this image. And also when you are on your spiritual journey or you've had a Kundalini awakening, the reason why we struggle through our Kundalini awakening period is because of your layers. When you're going through a Kundalini awakening and you are in overwhelm within your body and your mind and your nervous system and the energy that flows through you, it is because your layers look like this. And basically what is happening in Kundalini and whatever you choose to call that process, I'm just going to use Kundalini awakening because people tend to know what that is, that Kundalini awakening and that process of spiritual awakening is there in order to break through our layers. Because we've been so caught up in what has been happening in our layers all of our life, and then all of a sudden a fracturing occurs, opening occurs, in order for the energy of self and for source to make an entrance, where your reality starts changing. And so your layers will look like this. They will be all over the place. Yeah. And the only place where that energy can flow out is into the mind and into the body and into your reality. And so on the Kundalini awakening journey, if we can work within our layers, and initially when you start peak, you learn how to calm your layers. And I had that first and foremost, and that got rid of my very long-standing complex PTSD and my anxiety and all that sort of thing. We then go on to learn how to release the life moments that are within the layers of self that come up constantly during our spiritual journey and our Kundalini awakening. And that cause these heightened states within our layers. And as soon as we can start releasing those, our Kundalini awakening experience softens. It is not that amplified, because the energy of life and source is being allowed to go through you and within you without those blockages, without the force of having to push through things. So everything starts calming down, and your journey of awakening and your spiritual growth becomes very, very different. So I'm hoping this video has given you some idea in regards to maybe how can you change your life in regards to healing and even your spiritual path, and how can you calm it down, and how can you accelerate it without constantly feeling like you need to strive or you need to be better or it needs to be the next stage. It's not about that. It's allowing for the layers of self to become calm and undulating. And then when they start to activate again, it's that moment you recognize that within yourself, that you're able to go within those layers and you start to release or you start to calm, that everything shifts. And then you heal further and you heal deeper, and consciousness naturally grows and your state of presence grows. And your state of inner peace grows. So I hope this makes a lot of sense. If you have any questions, please make sure that you comment below, and hopefully I can create another video. If you have any questions about Kundalini or healing or any other topic, then maybe write them in the comments below, and I'll be able to answer those questions. If you haven't followed the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe and you click the bell button so that you can get notified of the new videos that I want to start putting out. So thank you very much. Many blessings.